Hello. I'm God of Laundry Baskets, and I'm reading Informed Consent and Other Cosmic Ironies by Kiara Sayre. And this is a Magnus Archives fic. Dear Timothy Stoker, thank you for submitting your qualitative research protocol to the Research Ethics Council, as we have only recently begun requiring oral history projects, such as those done at the Magnus Institute, to receive ethical approval. We understand this process may be unfamiliar. I have been assigned to help with your application. Your application for research ethics approval has been flagged for significant revision before it can go to the full Oversight Council. Please address the following points in your revision. 1. Most oral history interviews pose minimal, if any, risk to the subject. However, you have reported potential risk to the subjects for this project as all of them. Please elaborate. 2. Under compensation to the research subjects, you have responded, Martin once got guilted into paying some lady who saw a ghost. This amount was, quote, enough to pay for a coffee, but not, like, a nice coffee? Not a macchiato or anything like that, but maybe she takes it black. But he's just a pushover. We don't pay for statements. Yeah. While all compensation must be reported for ethical review, compensation should also be standardized. If your budget does not allow for consistent compensation, then entry into raffles are allowed. 3. Oral history interviews are considered, for the purpose of ethical review, to be semi-structured interviews. While semi-structured interviews may deviate from the interview protocol, we do ask that you include any general questions you expect to ask every participant in said interview protocol. In light of this, please elaborate your interview protocol to include more than only statement begins. 4. You have indicated that this research is sponsored. For the purposes of ethics committee, a sponsor is, quote, the company, institution, or organization assuming overall responsibility for the initiation and management of the study. We are unable to locate any such company, institution, or organization as the Beholding, and Eldritch Horror is not an acceptable classification for such an organization. Eldritch Horror or not, please provide, at a minimum, a phone number, email, and mailing address. 5. In your theoretical rationale, you have a 7-page section titled, Maybe We'd All Be Better Off If We Didn't Know Things After All. Wow, this is a shockingly well-researched polemic decrying empiricism and advocating quite persuasively in favor for relativistic epistemologies. It is misplaced in this application. Additionally, your citation of Firebrand 1975 is missing from the works cited. 6. A series of 7 question marks is not an acceptable study flowchart. 7. Under the section for study keywords, you have included assorted grotesqueries and fuck off spooky shit. These are not acceptable scholarly keywords. 8. Fuck if I know, but it's probably not great, is not an acceptable research objective. While there are more revisions that can be made, I thought perhaps it best if we stop there for now. On a personal note, I would urge you to take this process more seriously, Mr. Stoker. While all of us qualitative researchers know the pain of chasing grant money, referring to grant-giving organizations as Eldritch Horrors is a bit beyond the pale. Please submit these revisions as soon as possible and reach out if you have any questions.